The 21st day of the Omer, the Kinyan Torah of Erech HaPayim, and the Sefira of Malchus, Shebus of Eris. We know from the Yod Gimel Midos HaRachamim that Erech to anger. Midrash Shmuel explains this in three ways. Firstly, he brings down various Maramar Chazal that compare getting angry to worshipping Avodah Zarah, and that getting angry makes you lose all your Chachma. We can explain that this means Judaism views anger as a foreign idea that we should avoid. This is elaborated upon by the Rambam, who in Hilchos Deos, Perek Aleph, Hilchos Gimel Hutal, famously brings down his Shvil HaZahav, his golden path of all Midos. In Hilchos Deos, Perek Beis, Halacha Gimel, he lists the exceptions of Kas and Gaiva. The Rambam there tells us that one who gets angry, quote, has no life, and the best Madrega is to train yourself to not get angry, even about things that are normal to get angry about. Additionally, the Midrash Shmuel quoted the Gemara in Nedarim Daf Chaf Beis that one who has Chachma or Nevuah loses it when he gets angry. Perhaps we can explain that anger is an impulsive reaction that is not always backed by logic, and even if it is logical, you don't think about it first. Regarding Nevuah, we know that one who receives Nevuah must be in a state of Simcha, so losing your Chachma or Nevuah is it just a natural consequence of getting angry. The second interpretation of the Midrash Shmuel is that if the Rebbe gets angry, the Talmud won't be able to learn. We said in the last Kinyan that miyut derech eretz can mean miyut baishonus, as the baishon cannot learn in a baishon lomid. Therefore, the Braisa lists the next kinyan as the one that parallels the next saying in that Mishnah of ein hakapton melamed, one who gets angry or is demanding. We know the same lashon makpid, like being very exacting in halacha. So one who gets angry or is demanding or exacting cannot teach. If the Rebbe instills ema yisera, as we explained last time, the Talmud will be too afraid to ask. Not only will this hurt the Talmud, but it will hurt the Rebbe as well, as he loses out on the Kinyan Torah of Pilpal Talmidim of Mitalmidai Yoser Mikulam. The final interpretation is that the Talmud cannot get angry when the Rebbe rebukes him, otherwise he will not be able to accept the Musar. The Midrash Shmuel says that even one who gets angry at times should remove all Tina, translated as anger, from his heart. This is why the next Kinyan Torah is Lev Tov. Another translation of the word Tina, based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Hey Amud Aleph, is passion. Why do we want to remove passion from our hearts? How does that help anything? Really, we want you to take the passion that's pent up inside and channel it into your learning. Passion is a key ingredient to being Koneh the Torah. Many Rebbeim, especially those who teach post-high school Bacharim, say it's easier to make a kid who has been doing drugs and partying in high school from and into learning than a kid who went through high school just doing nothing. This is because the kid who has been partying and doing other things has a passion, and the Rebbe can take that passion and channel it in another direction. However, the second kid is apathetic. There's nothing there to work with. Even though it may seem that it's easier to work with the second kid because he's not starting off in as bad a place as the first kid, just the opposite. The first kid is in a better place because he has that passion. There's no coincidence that the emotion most juxtaposed to passion is anger, and that the same word that means anger means passion. Even though we passed the kinyanim of b'miyut, the lesson still rings true. These midos that we have been describing are bad, but only in large amounts. While the Rambam is also true about trying to avoid anger at all costs, we have to realize that erech apayim does not mean not getting angry, but as we said before, being slow to anger. We praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Yigim Amidos for being slow to anger. If he didn't get angry, there would be no punishment, and Hashem would just get away with everything, and we would get away with everything, and therefore we would not learn how to become better people. If we are supposed to imitate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways, then that means that we need anger in our lives, but very little of it. If we didn't have anger, we wouldn't have the fiery passion to drive us to learn. This sphere is the wrap-up of the week of Teferis. This past week, we have been focusing on how to achieve harmony and balance in our Avodas Hashem. I find it no coincidence that every day this week was a midah in which we have to be mimayit in something. We had miyot shena, miyot sicha, miyot schora, miyot schok, miyot tainug, and miyot derech eretz. As we explained, that rings true for today's midah, even if it didn't say b'miyot in the Mishnah. Balance is all about taking things that are not inherently good or bad and using them for good. Malchus is all about dominion and rulership. If we can control that fire burning inside us and use it for passion for good things instead of passion for bad things and for anger, we know we are in a good place. We can't live our lives without this aspect, otherwise we live lives of apathy. This week has been focusing on being memayit certain actions, but today we learn to be memayit in our midos as well. The key to Teferis is Malchus, and the Malchus of Teferis is when we achieve that balance of not being 50-50, but of having the good be miskaber over the bad.